Εις το όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. I can't tell you how long and how much I've missed this and how long I've waited for this. We have been separated like this for over a year because of the pandemic. And although many of you have come to church and many others have followed on live stream, today is the first time for well over a year that we are together again to begin Sunday school. And so I thank God for keeping all of you safe and healthy and in His loving care and bringing you all back here to church. So now, because you're here, you have a big responsibility. Guess what that is? That responsibility is for each of you to go find at least one other young person from our church and to bring him back here with you. So that next week, the next pew is filled. And then when they bring one more person, the next pew will be filled. Today's epistle reading, not gospel reading, but today's epistle reading talks about the most important one word in the gospel, the most important one word in our faith and in our life. Anyone know what that word is? Take a guess, even if you didn't read it. So let me just kind of remind ourselves. Good morning. Hi, Kukla. Before we come to church Saturday night or Sunday morning, hopefully as a family, I want you to read both the gospel and the epistle reading. Many times I'm talking about the gospel. Today I'm going to talk about the epistle. So if you had to whittle down and summarize our entire faith in Christ in one word, what do you think it would be? Huh? Say it. Love. Yes, love. Christ is love. Christ loves us so much that 2 weeks ago in the gospel, we heard the Sunday before the elevation of the cross, we heard, for God so loves the world that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. Why? So that whoever believes in him will never die, but will have life forever in Christ. Now, physically, we die. Today, we're going to pray the memorial service for many family members today of the Lagadinos family and for Paul, who, where's Theo? Is Theo here? Theo. For Theo's great uncle, maybe, for your dad's uncle, Stavro. We come to church to pray for our family members who passed away. They died physically, they passed away, but they did not die spiritually. We don't die because God so loved the world that he sent Jesus Christ, his Son, to this world so that whoever believes in him, we had a baptism last week of little Evanthia Sophia, who's here to receive communion, your little sister, not Harry. That baptism, Harry, begins this process that I'm talking about, believing in Christ. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, little Evanthia Sophia, who was baptized, like all of us, will never die, but will have life forever in Christ. So yes, we're going to pray this memorial service in celebration of life that they live in God's kingdom. So love, one of the commandments, the greatest commandment that Christ gave in the New Testament is to love one another as I, Christ, have loved you. Greater love, he says, has no one than to lay down one's life for his friends. So in today's epistle reading, today we celebrate the falling asleep to life of St. John the Theologian, who was a great theologian. He's known to us as the theologian of love. He's an evangelist because he wrote the Gospel of John. He also wrote two epistles in the epistle that we heard today of St. John. And in today's epistle reading, it says, "No man has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives with us and his love is perfected in us." God is love, and he or she who lives and abides and stays in the love of God abides in God and God lives in him. That's our promise. If you love, you're living with Christ. And when you talk to your brothers and sisters and parents and uncles and aunts and friends, if you share the love of Christ, Christ is there with you. In this, love is perfected with us. And then he says, how many of you have ever been afraid of something in life? What are you afraid of? Katarina?
I'm afraid like of the dark.
Of the?
Of the really dark,
right? But remember on Easter night? Remember? Have you been here at midnight when we have the anastasis?
Yeah.
What happens right before midnight? All the lights go off, right? And it's really, really dark, right? But then what happens? One light comes from the altar with the invitation, "Vefte lavete fos," come and receive the light. And the light of Christ is love. And that light of Christ, we pass to one another, right? And therefore the whole darkness, right, is overcome with light. But not just light, but the light of Christ. So today's epistle reading says, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love, who is Christ, gets rid of fear, casts out fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. And then the epistle closes with a beautiful line. I want you to remember two, maybe three lines from Scripture today. Number one, there's no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear. And then the second thing that I want you to remember, like memorize Scripture, is the last line of today's epistle reading. We love, you and I love other people. Why? Before I give you the answer, who can tell me? Why do we love? Katarina.
So we don't fight over again and again.
So we don't? So we don't fight, you said?
Yeah.
So we don't fight with people. Yes. Why else do we love? Who can tell me? You guys love? Your parents? Your family? Why? Because why? Because they're people and they're made in the image of God? Yes. Anyone else? All those are right answers. Today's epistle reading by St. John says, we love, you know why? Because Christ first loved us. We love because Christ first loved us. We don't have an option not to love. When we don't love, we have a world that's in turmoil. We have a world that people fight and hate one another. We have a world that lives in that terrible darkness, right, that you're afraid of. And that's where fear is. Why? Because there's no love. Perfect love casts out fear. Love of Christ, the light of Christ, overcomes darkness in which we are scary to be in. But we love because Christ first loved us. And when we love, and it's not an option for little Evanthea Sophia and all of you, Harry, who was baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Osis Christone baptistimen, Христос нависате. Whoever has been baptized in Christ, just like you put on clothes, puts on Christ. Hallelujah. We love because Christ first loved us. And the third quote I want you to learn is, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Why? So that you and me and all of us who believe in Christ, who was baptized in that font and believe in Christ, will never die, but will have light and life forever. We'll have light, right? No darkness. And life, no death, forever in Christ's kingdom. That's where these memorial prayers for the people that we're praying for today, that's where they are, in the light and love of Christ. We love because Christ first loved us. Perfect fear casts out. Perfect love casts out fear. There's no fear in love. And we love because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will never die, but will have light and life forever. Our Christian call and obligation and duty is to love. Period. End of sentence. No questions asked. When we love, we overcome hatred. When we love, darkness is destroyed and there's no darkness. When we love, hatred is destroyed and replaced with love. When we love, violence and bullying and wars and terrorism and all that ugliness that exists is overturned and overcome by the love of Christ. And guess where all of that revolution from away from the evil and into good, guess where all of that begins? Where? Where? In heaven. And here on earth, guess where it begins? In love with whom? Who's going to begin it? You. And you. And you and you and you and you. And you and you. And all of us. Christ is calling you and me to love him so much that all of that ugliness of hate and violence and darkness will be washed away by the goodness and love of Christ. Thank you for being here today. I'm so excited that our Sunday school begins today. Thank you for our Sunday school staff and our parents and grandparents who bring you. And your gift to me will be to bring one more person with you next week. Find another friend or cousin or family member who's not here today and say it's time to come back to church. Remember our church doors were closed? Remember we couldn't come to church for a long time last year because of the pandemic? Remember for a while the doors were closed? Now they're open. Let's not forget how much we wanted to be here when those doors were closed. They're open now. Literally they're open. Let us come to church every Sunday morning and experience the love of Christ. We love because he first loved us. Amen. Have a beautiful day in Sunday school and have a beautiful year in school. Amen. God bless you. Welcome back to Sunday school.